This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. The Afghan government plans to release 900 more Taliban prisoners on May the 26th as a ceasefire by the militants enters its third and final day. The break in fighting, which came into effect on May 24th to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr, was for the most part being maintained across the country. The government earlier responded to the Taliban ceasefire offer by announcing plans to release up to 2,000 militant prisoners. If completed, it would be the biggest group of Taliban prisoners freed so far. On May 25th, authorities freed 100 prisoners. A new U.S. ban on travelers from Brazil goes into effect today, 2 days earlier than the White House initially announced, in an added effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Officials did not provide any specific reasons for moving up the ban from its planned Thursday start date. It applies to foreigners entering the United States who have been in Brazil at some point during the prior 14 days. The World Health Organization warned Brazil against reopening its economy before it can perform enough testing to control the spread of the pandemic. The organization's executive director, Michael Ryan, said in a news conference that Brazil's intense transmission rates meant it should keep some sort of stay-at-home measures in place, regardless of the negative impacts on the economy. He also said Brazil is not alone in the threat of a virus's reoccurrence.
These can jump up at any time. We cannot make assumptions that just because the disease is on the way down now, that it's going to keep going down, and then we're going to get a number of months to.
Brazil has emerged as a new coronavirus hotspot, trailing only the United States in the number of confirmed cases. The Dow Jones opened higher just a little while ago. At the moment, it is up nearly 600 points. This is VOA News. Dozens of Mexican health workers in Mexico City are demanding that authorities provide them with proper personal protective equipment needed for attending to coronavirus patients. The workers blocked roads in the capital city during a protest Wednesday, claiming Mexican officials are putting their health at risk by giving them poorly made equipment. Protesters said they are asked to reuse uniforms and N95 masks after several of their colleagues became infected and even died. It was not immediately clear if their protests moved them closer to achieving the results that they are seeking. The Japanese government is declaring a success for what it's called the Japan model in controlling the coronavirus outbreak. It never imposed the strict lockdown seen in other countries, emphasizing voluntary efforts. And on Monday, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted the state of emergency set in Tokyo and four other areas, the last regions under the measures. Japan has comparatively few deaths compared to many other major cities. The economic fallout has been harsh, however. It's entered a recession, and Abe's administration is pledging two unprecedented stimulus packages worth a total of over $1.8 trillion. Two of Europe's hottest vacation destinations made some major steps toward getting those tourists back on Monday. The Spanish government says it's going to allow international flights without a two-week quarantine starting on July the 1st. Greece, too, is also calling out for vacationers and their money. On Monday, it opened up the Greek Isles again to travel, as well as allowing cafes and restaurants to reopen as part of the gradual lifting of restrictions. A junior British government minister to Scotland resigned Tuesday over Prime Minister Boris Johnson's failure to fire his top aide for breaching coronavirus lockdown rules by traveling to visit his family. In a resignation letter, he also posted on his Twitter account, "Under Secretary of State for Scotland, Douglas Ross said Dominic Cummings took actions and made decisions many others felt were not available to them." Now, the Prime Minister has stood by Cummings over his decision to drive 400 kilometers to his parents' house at the end of March, despite a national order for people to remain at home. Cummings said he traveled so that extended family could care for his four-year-old son if he and his wife, who both had suspected coronavirus infections, fell ill. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam on Tuesday added to a raft of attempts by local and Beijing officials to provide reassurance that proposed national security laws would not trample on the city's rights and freedoms amid widespread concerns. Ms. Lam said those concerned need to wait for the details of the proposed legislation. For more on all these stories, visit our website. Via remote, I'm Joe Palka, VOA News.